Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the website, Devil Radio, and download our app, or go to the Apple Google stores and download, or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take our app with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows whenever you want. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. It gives you some ideas how you can do it. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts that go out every day in the state, questioning our elections, chipping away at our democracy, sticking up for Trump's big lie. Devil Radio and the Shaw, these are the only broadcasts. I should say, these are the strongest, clearest, toughest broadcasts sticking up for our democracy in this state. Well, a bad decision. I should say, one bad and one good decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court. One of them's unbelievable bad, unbelievably bad. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday blocked Joe Biden's administration from enforcing its requirement that employers of more than 100 people, I should say, not only employers and the employees of companies with more than 100 people, be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing and wear masks. It would have hit 80 million employees around the country, 80 million. Now, many of them are vaccinated, but there are some who are not. They would be required to be vaccinated if they had religious reasons for not doing it. They didn't have to go through a dog and pony show. They could skirt it by getting weekly testing and wearing masks. Kind of reasonable, I thought. But at the same time, the Supreme Court, and that ruling was 6-3 to throw out Biden's requirement. But at the same time, 5-4, they ruled that a vaccine mandate was okay for most healthcare workers. What's going on here? Let me unpack this, because what it really gets down to is the U.S. Supreme Court is sitting as sort of as God, as more of an expert than the expert epidemiologists, and what they've done is simply to benefit themselves. Why do I say that? Well, let's unravel it. The Supreme Court has very, very strict workplace requirements that they've imposed on the court and on the lawyers. It's limited guests. The podium is 10 or 15 feet farther away from them. Some of them listen remotely by Zoom. Everybody's masked. They're all vaccinated. They take care of themselves. But at the same time, they're all, several, many of them are somewhat elderly. They have doctor's appointments. They have medical needs. And healthcare workers have access to them. So when it came time to protect themselves against healthcare workers, they said a vaccine mandate is okay. Well, that's fine. And some of these vaccine mandates do not let you substitute. They do not let you substitute masks and testing. You get a vaccine or you're toast. That was fine with them. But they go, no, for the average employee whom we don't come in contact with, nah, it's an infringement on their liberty. Well, let's look at the data. The conservative estimates are that in the next 6 months, without a vaccine mandate and an alternative testing and mask mandate, there'll be 6,500 more deaths than there would have been otherwise, and 250,000 more coronavirus infections than there would have been otherwise. And those 250,000 infections are a playing field for further mutations of the virus. And of the 6,500 people who die, some will be young fathers, young mothers, young kids, sole family supports. What's going on? Why did they do this? I mean, I know why they did it. They did it because they take care of themselves. They have stricter vaccination, mask mandates, and distancing in the Supreme Court than anywhere in the country. They're no fools. But they all need medical services from time to time, and they don't want the average healthcare worker coming up to them who isn't vaccinated. Putting the hypocrisy aside, putting that aside, here is the breakdown. On throwing out Biden's requirement of vaccination or testing, it was 6-3. The three Democrats voted to uphold Biden's mandate. All six of the Republicans voted against it. When it came to upholding the health care mandate, two of the conservatives came over and voted with the three Democrats. Who were they? They were John Roberts, the Chief Justice, and Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh. As a result of that, Tucker Carlson, who frankly, the fact that he's still on the air, I've never watched a program of his, and I don't do it often, where he just didn't lie right from the start. He's the one who said that the FBI was responsible for the January 6th insurrection, and nobody disciplined him. I'll tell you where they would discipline him. Fox News has a newsroom vaccine mandate, not testing, not masks. You get vaccinated or you're fired. Every hack, every lying hack that comes on the air from Fox News has been vaccinated. So when people like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Jesse Waters are attacking Fauci and they're attacking vaccine mandates, say, yeah, pull up your sleeve, show us your jab. You're lying to us. Well, Tucker Carlson attacked Brett Kavanaugh for the healthcare mandate vote by saying he's a cringing little liberal. They have to be somewhat careful about attacking the Supreme Court justices for this reason. Justices, they have security, but they don't have their own army or police force. And then you had Jesse Waters saying that Dr. Fauci needed a kill shot. We don't talk about Jesse Waters needing a kill shot or Tucker Carlson needing a kill shot. What goes around comes around. If you start using that kind of language to the Supreme Court justice, the day will come, there's a knock on the door and they drag you out. So these vaccinated little moles who like insulting people had better watch out. I don't know, maybe they're getting some advice, who knows. But it gets back to the fact that by a 6-3 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked a vaccine mandate and a testing mandate for 80 million people in industries that they're never going to have any contact with directly. But by a 5-4 vote, they upheld the vaccine mandate for an industry, healthcare, where they have contact with people. The Supreme Court was not set up to somehow be God. It was not set up somehow to say, well, that's nice, you know, the president did this or the Congress did that, but we know best. At times during its history, they have done that, as most recently, Franklin Roosevelt's first term, and even into his second term, he had a Republican Supreme Court, and they struck down everything. Everything designed to get us out of the Depression, public works projects, child labor laws, all of this stuff. They said it's unconstitutional, and they sort of waved their pinkies, and somebody said, well, what do you mean? Where in the Constitution you're talking about? I don't know. Maybe it's the Commerce Clause. That's it, the Commerce Clause. They're pulling out of thin air to satisfy a Republican constituency. That's what this present Supreme Court is doing, too. That's what this present Supreme Court is doing, too. When they permitted 5-4, the Texas snitch bounty on women having abortions, in other words, if you even hear that your neighbor is going for one, never mind the medical need, never mind the risk she faces if she doesn't, according to her doctor, you can sue her for 10 grand. Who the hell are you? Why should you be able to sue her for 10 grand? They did that in Russia in the 40s and afterwards. Stalin had a secret police And the head of it was called Laurentin Beria. He was a sadist. He liked to round people up and torture them. And he would encourage children to rat on their parents. So in those days, if you said Stalin's a bad guy, you shouldn't have entered into the pact with Hitler at the beginning of the Second World War until Hitler turned on him. All very, very true historical observations. You'd be arrested and sent to the gulag or killed. And if a kid ratted on his parents and said, I heard mommy and daddy, after they thought I was in bed, do this and say that, and they were arrested, the kid would be put out in public and given a medal as a good kid. That is the kind of atmosphere that the Republican Party in Texas has engendered. That's the kind of atmosphere that this U.S. Supreme Court is supporting. But for them to say that we know there are 80 million employees who would have been affected by this, we know that as a result of our decision, 6,500 of them will die in the next 6 months who didn't have to, including single moms and dads, young moms and dads, kids. And they know that 250,000 of them will be infected who wouldn't otherwise be, which can have long-term neurological and lung damage. And they're doing that for no reason whatsoever. OSHA, which is the agency that issued the order, the occupational safety and health wing of the government, does this all the time. If toxic chemicals are causing cancer, they'll go in and say you can't use them. This is a communicable disease. But then at the same time, for them to say, well, anybody we come in contact with had damn well better be vaccinated, and that would be nurses and doctors. They're just flat out saying that they're taking care of themselves. They're flat out saying they're taking care of themselves. Because if you get into the Supreme Court, even as a spectator, good luck, and you are going to be wrapped up 7 ways from Sunday in a mask, vaccination requirements, and social distancing. You're on a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.